The New York Stock Exchange is more than just a place where stocks are bought and sold. It's the symbol of American capitalism. Just ask any tourist snapping photos outside the building at the corner of Wall and Broad Streets.
It's like a meeting point of international business because it's the point where different countries come together here. And I think that's what the building stands for.
You hear about it every day in the news, every day newspapers. The money goes up, money goes down, and a lot of stories. The economy goes up, economy goes down. So everything comes from this stock market.
That's Jan Gecker from Germany and Meziani Oreski from Brooklyn. But when we see the television images of guys in green or blue blazers running around the floor of the stock exchange, what are we actually looking at? Charles Geis is a finance professor at Manhattan College and says the TV images don't reflect reality.
What you're looking at today is nothing more than a visual representation of American market capitalism. I mean, I think that's what it's there for, frankly, right now. I mean, it always did portray that, of course.
For Geist, the sale to the electronic trading firm ICE isn't surprising. Since the 1970s, the New York Stock Exchange's monopoly on buying and selling stocks has been slowly eroding. 50 years ago, 80% to 90% of stocks and bonds traded on the exchange. Now, that number is less than a quarter. It started with competition from other exchanges that charge lower fees. Electronic trading has taken away even more business, and nowadays, the big money is made trading complex financial products. Richard Silla is a financial history professor at NYU's Stern Business School and thinks the sale might turn things around.
The New York Stock Exchange needed to do something like this because of all the ground it was losing. And what this may do is revitalize it and make the combined entity, NYSE ICE, if that's what it's called, into a more of a major competitor.
For average investors, there won't be any noticeable changes when it comes to buying mutual funds or cashing in that IRA. As for the stock exchange itself, Geis sees the building becoming a sort of museum that shows how trading works, not the place where it's actually happening.
The death bell's not going to ring tomorrow, but I think over the next 5 or 10 years, it'll just fade from existence. What's left of it?
As long as there's CNBC or Fox Business, there'll be a need for footage of traders reacting to the latest news. More theater than reality. For WNYC, I'm Charlie Herman.